This is Krista Brown with Notes and Votes from your town council here in Colonial Beach, Virginia. Wednesday night, January 22nd, town council met for their first meeting of the year with newest members, Ms. Grandstaff, Ms. Sanford, and Mr. Larson. Town manager Natasha Tucker and chief financial officer Lisa Oakes provided the second quarter financial report. Thus far, the general fund has collected 53% in revenue and has spent 47%. Ms. Oakes advised the town is behind on revenue collection, and thus far the sewer fund has collected 44% in revenue and spent 50%. In addition, the water fund has collected 58% in revenue and spent 45%. It should be no surprise the biggest expenditure has been on maintaining the wastewater treatment plant. Ms. Tucker advised the town has submitted our first payment to the Virginia Department of Environmental Quality Water Quality Improvement Fund. Moving forward, these payments will be included in the town's budget. Colonial Beach Chief of Police Les Parsons provided the fourth quarter public safety report. The Colonial Beach Police Department responded to 3,249 service calls, 584 traffic stops, and 105 arrests. Colonial Beach Volunteer Fire Department responded to 137 service calls, 32 fires, 11 vehicular accidents, 52 EMS support calls, 26 public service calls, an average 3.5 members per call. Westmoreland Department of Emergency Services responded to 223 medical calls, 133 transports, an average 9.02 minutes response time. Town staff welcomed two new employees, including Ms. Sally Adams, who is now our full-time Parks and Recreation Director, and Ms. Bridget Davis, our new financial clerk. Mayor Schick recognized Sergeant Wright of our very own Colonial Beach Police Department, who celebrated 10 years of service to our town. Sergeant Wright is a favorite among CB kids, as she is our school resource officer. Thank you for everything you do for our community, Sergeant Wright. The town sidewalks will be getting a few upgrades to comply with the ADA. 128 Washington Avenue has been addressed and corrected. The sidewalks on Irving Avenue will be addressed next and need to be corrected by June 30th and will cost the town $75,000. An Eleanor Park update, three slabs were poured and then winter weather delayed the project. Once the ground is clear of snow, the project will continue and the benches will be installed. Robinson Farmer and Cox Consultants, RFC, were consulted by the town to conduct an audit of the town's finances for the 2024 fiscal year. RFC presented to town council and advised they have given the town an unmodified opinion. This is standard when financial statements are materially correct based on the testing RFC has done. Town council voted all in favor of the vice mayor, Kenny Allison, continuing as vice mayor. Congratulations, Mr. Allison. Mayor Schick appointed members of town council to liaison with various departments in town. Ms. Grandstaff will be the liaison to economic development. Ms. Sanford will be the liaison to parks and recreation. Mr. Allison will be the liaison to public works. Mr. Williams will be the public liaison to school board and NGOs. Mr. Wood will be the liaison to public safety and planning. And Mayor Schick will be the liaison to administration and town staff. Town Attorney Powell Duggan briefed Town Council to advise in January the Planning Commission's bylaws were updated and Town Council can appoint a member to the Planning Commission. In recent years, the Planning Commission was able to make their own appointments. Mr. Duggan advised the change to have Town Council appoint to the Planning Commission brings the town in sync with Virginia Code, and the Planning Commission supported this change. There was a seat on Planning Commission that has been open. There were three applicants vying for the seat, Nigel Long, Laura Adams, and Linda Brubaker. Mr. Wood motioned for Nigel Long to be appointed. Mr. Allison seconded the motion. Mr. Williams spoke and asked if the update to the Planning Commission's bylaws were somehow snuck in. Zoning Administrator Ms. Darla Odom advised Mr. Williams the Planning Commission received the bylaws in December, and in January, the Planning Commission themselves voted to change it. Mr. Williams motioned to delay the vote, but was unable as there was an existing motion to appoint Nigel Long. Mr. Williams then motioned to nominate Lauren Adams, and Ms. Sanford seconded the motion. A vote ensued, and Nigel Long has been appointed to the Planning Commission. Mr. Williams voted for Lauren Adams. Ms. Grandstaff voted for Lauren Adams. Ms. Sanford, Lauren Adams. Mr. Allison, Nigel Long. Mr. Larson, Nigel Long. Mr. Wood, Nigel Long. Ms. Schick, Nigel Long. Town Council unanimously approved the town's floodwater and stormwater resiliency plan. Ms. Kate Jones, Deputy Director of Community Development with the Berkeley Group, provided an excellent overview, and this can be found on the town's website. Some of the town's biggest issues are erosion from stormwater, the increase of more impervious surfaces in town, and an increase in construction and building. As most residents are aware, our North Beach area at the end of Virginia Avenue has serious erosion issues. Mr. Williams asked if the North Beach project benefited more than the four homes there. Ms. Jones said it did because erosion and flooding in one area can be detrimental to other locations in town. Mayor Schick quickly responded, stating the question was misleading. There have been concerns about whether public funds are being used for private property. Mayor Schick advised it is illegal and will not be done. The North Beach project will use public funds, and the areas focused on have public access and public availability. All in all, a lot seemingly was accomplished at this meeting. Town Council will meet again at their next work session, scheduled for 6 p.m. Wednesday, February 5th. Stay warm and enjoy another day in paradise.